Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Ready to talk about this?
Yes, the hating game. Welcome back to Slayer Sisters, everybody, also.
Yes. Sorry that we're a couple days late.
I guess it's all my fault, but I don't
You
want to take
guess. It
it is
is.
all my fault. Look, I had a freak accident and there was nothing I could do about it, okay?
I know,
Got
I know.
sunblock in my eye and it was a real downer, I must say.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yes, let's talk about the hating game. But I forgot who it was by already.
Sally Thorne.
Sally Thorne, yeah.
Yes.
Anyways, yeah, so we're doing book first, right?
Always.
Always. Okay. Do you want to just kind of say what the book was about quickly?
Sure.
Okay.
So, two coworkers, Lucy and Joshua, are they work together and they quote unquote hate each other. But they don't really. And basically, it's a workplace romance, supposed to be enemies to lovers story, which didn't fully translate, I don't think, but but that's what this book is about, basically, is that classic workplace rom-com.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Rachel and I are both very nervous. This was going to be like a repeat of Can You Keep a Secret? And it is slightly better.
It's definitely better.
It's better.
I didn't love this book, but I liked it.
Right. I was able to like I definitely had an easier time finishing this than I did
Yes.
Can You Keep a Secret, for
But
sure.
Can You Keep a Secret was just bad. Like, I hate to say it, but it was just bad. This definitely wasn't. And like, it's just I have read better rom-coms and I've read better enemies to lovers stories. And so like to me, this one was just kind of like middle of the road, but I thought it was cute. Like, I definitely like could I found it like for the most part believable, like I got why he liked her so much.
Yes,
And
same.
I felt bad for him when he realized like he definitely you could tell he totally thought that they were like flirting and liked each other. And then when he found out that that was not at all how she was translating what was happening, I felt bad for him.
It was funny, but yeah, no, I agree. I liked. I liked both of them, honestly.
Yeah, there
Like,
was definitely times where Joshua got a little too like
oh my God.
Edward
Oh my God, I know.
Cullen-y,
His like jealousy moments where he would be
Yes.
like, I'm gonna let Danny know. I'm gonna have to have a talk
Right.
with Danny. I was like,
Like
bro,
all of that,
oh
I was like, this
God.
is not okay.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
But he wasn't like an awful guy,
No, totally not. Totally not. And I definitely liked her too.
I liked her too, and I like found her to be a very just normal person,
Normal person who just really like genuinely loves her job.
Yes.
And like the what made me really sad and also nervous though was that neither of them had friends.
Yeah,
And I
no, for
did not
sure.
like that. I was like,
Yeah.
neither of you have friends, which makes me feel like this is just gonna straight lead to the most codependent relationship of all time. I
Yeah.
was like, this is what, and I was like also like sad that she had like had a friend in the past who stopped being her friend for a reason that I also
Oh,
hated. I was so pissed at this
I was like,
friend.
girl, you are so better off without having that stupid girl in your life.
Yes, I agree. I was like
Oh.
Valerie. I was like, oh my
Yes.
God. And I was happy when Josh also pointed that out. Like he was like,
Yeah.
that's a horrible friend.
Yes,
And
I
I was like, she
agree.
has no control over, like, Lucy had no control over
Yeah.
who got, and she also didn't know who was getting fired.
I
She
know.
couldn't have warned Valerie anyways. Yeah,
Yeah.
so it just made that whole plot made me, and then it made me really sad that like neither of them really had friends.
Yeah,
And
I
I
mean,
was
like,
just
it
like,
didn't really make me that sad for him because he just strikes me as the type of guy who doesn't really need them. You
right.
know what I mean?
That's true.
Like,
That's true.
he's just like an introvert guy
Yes.
who would be, who doesn't need them, really.
Absolutely.
He clearly does.
Yes.
And I like found her loneliness actually like incredibly relatable for like random times in my life. Like when I first moved to Raleigh and I had no friends. And then like right now with like new motherhood and like have friends, but I don't really see them as much as I'd like. And so it's like I really actually found all of the stuff when she talked about how lonely she was, like very relatable. And it was actually one of my favorite parts of the book was how genuine that all felt.
Yes, but I also, but I don't know. I feel like it felt unrealistic to me that somebody who was as like sweet and fun as she is truly doesn't have any friends at all. It's like they didn't even talk about her having like past friends or like hometown friends or like any sort of friend whatsoever, really. And I just was like, this just seems like, and she only had one friend before.
Yeah. I mean, actually, well, that was the thing is that it was like, she said she had like, she became friends with that girl and then became friends with all of her friends.
Are you outside?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Can you hear me? That
very like windy sounding.
Oh, weird.
Now it's better. Now it's
okay.
Better. But you like went very muffled and like you, there was wind happening.
Oh yeah. No, I'm sitting on my bed.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds better now.
So, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, she said that she, like, became friends with all of that girl's friends. And then when her and that girl stopped being friends, they all stopped being friends with her, too.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, bitches, man.
I know. But I hope she, like, joins, like, some sort of, like, yoga studio or, like, something where you can, like, make friends that way, you know, like, put yourself out there some way.
Yeah, I really hope she makes friends too because she really deserves. She's a good person, and she really deserves some good friends because that that definitely upset me.
Yeah.
Okay, something I absolutely just hated, and it was said so many times, and every time it made me like my stomach flip was every time they called lust eyes, serial killer eyes. I was like, this has to stop. I was like, we cannot, this is, no. I was like, no. It was like, maybe the first time.
Yeah.
When she's like talking, when she like still hates him and she's like saying it's still colorized. But when it becomes very evident that like, this is not that, mm-hmm. like, I was like, why are we still calling it that? Towards the end of the book, like, we're still calling it serial killer eyes. It like truly, and it would be like, I'd be like reading them, having like sexy time, and I'd be like, "Oh, this is hot, this is nice," and then they'd be like, oh, "You got your serial killer eyes on." I'd be like, "Anne, you ruined it. You ruined the moment. How are either of you turned on by this? Like, this is awful. I hated that so much, Rachel. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my god, it was so. And there was a lot of like very cringy wording during all the sex scenes. Like, I wrote down the. I guess Josh says, you're doing great, goddamn loose. And she says, you betcha. And then I wrote, Lucinda, my girl, stop. You can't be talking like that. I was like, this is so bad. I was like, that one is the only one that I like wrote down. But it was like, there was like, many ones where I just was like, flabbergasted that this was the wording. Also, they talked so much during their sex times. I was like, I have never spoken this much when I've been hooking up with someone. Actually, one time with some, I won't say who it is, but one time with somebody, they were talking so much, I literally had to tell them to stop. Like, I was like, you're like taking this me out of the moment. I need you to like stop talking so much. I was like, I think a little bit of talking is fine, obviously, but it was like, oh my god, you guys are like talking more than you're like, I just, oh god. And it was all so cringy, and it was just, but I did find Josh to be like hot and attractive. But it's funny because Rachel and I are watching Smallville right now. We're about to finish the 10 seasons. And since Lucy kept comparing Josh to Clark Kent, I kept like imagining Tom Welling.
For sure.
But like he doesn't really like actually act like Tom Welling at all. He kind of had more of like the Oliver Queen Green Arrow humor to him. But then I was like, at the same time, neither one of them are as hot. Or sorry, he's not as hot, even remotely. As
either of them.
As either of them.
Agreed.
And it was just like so. I just was like, but that's like what I kept imagining, which is like why I thought I think part of why I found him to be hot was because I just kept imagining like a hybrid of Clark Kent and Oliver Queen, which is like my perfect man, apparently. And so, yes. Anyways, and that was, yeah. So I would say my like favorite part of the book was probably when Lucy like told off his dad.
It is the best part.
I was like, poor wow. Clark. Because also, like, his dad was a real dick.
He was the worst. And, like, literally, I was, like, I kept thinking to myself how I would never let Matt talk to either of the boys that way.
Never. Never. I know, something I kept talking, I kept being like, why is Elaine married to him?
Yes, still? I, like, can't, I just, I really cannot.
No, I would never put that together. Honestly, if I was married to someone and they spoke to our children like that, I'd be like, we're getting a divorce right now. Yeah,
I mean, I'd be like, you need to get this together or we're all out of here.
Yes,
absolutely. I'm not going to stand for the treatment of my children like this.
Especially, I mean, seriously, it's not like Josh was a fuck up.
Right.
Like, I'm like, he was still insanely talented and smart and successful. And you're like, but he's not a doctor.
Right. And I'm like, what year is this, you know? Like, I had a really hard time with that, but it set up for the best part, which was totally when she told him off. It truly was
the best part. I was like, I know that like they had to do this for the drama of it all, but I was like, I cannot believe he brought her to his brother's wedding, who's marrying his ex-girlfriend, and he did not tell her that.
I know.
Like, I was like, and I know he was like, you wouldn't have come, which maybe she would. I was like, I feel like I still would have gone if it had been me, but I was like, I still would have wanted to know that that's what I was walking into.
I completely agree. I was like, I don't understand why. And I know it's exactly like he didn't tell her, which was so stupid. And like, you really didn't think it was going to come out at some point.
Yeah. I know. That's what I mean. I'm like, did you think you were going to go through the whole wedding without anyone saying anything about
right.
it? Like, I was like, that, yeah, no. But it was, I thought that part was, I mean, it was handled fine in the book and the movie, but I think I kind of liked it more in the movie. She seemed to, like, very much accept it much faster in the movie. Like, just, like, in, like, a, all right, whatever type of way.
Yeah, no, but I agree.
He hadn't said I love you yet in the book, right? When she found out about the, okay, yeah. But they had already had sex, or no?
No, they hadn't.
They hadn't. They have sex after that, right?
I feel like in the book. In the movie, they have it before.
In the movie, they have it before. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways, but yeah, that was my favorite part.
And yeah.
All of that was fun. And yeah, I love a good, like, telling off. And she did such a good job of doing it, too.
She really did. It was my favorite part, too.
Yeah. No, so I really loved all. I also, when they're describing Josh's mom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you clocked this, but I was like, oh, Josh is in love with Lucy because she's his mother.
I also thought that too.
I was like, 100%. I get it now. I was like, he fell in love with his mom.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I get it. I also
Which is very common.
I couldn't get over how many times it was mentioned that he's so much bigger than her. Like, I was like,
well, they in general mention how she is constantly.
Yes, and then how big he is constantly. Yes. Like, I was like, we get it. They have a major size difference. This has been mentioned, like, 16 times within the first 30 pages of this book. Like, I'm like, we can definitely tone back. Like, I get it. I can visualize it. I can visualize the size difference. I get it. It was just, and then Book Danny was so boring, and I completely was like, didn't care about him at all.
I know, which was funny.
He was like, my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, well, movie Danny, it's like almost bad because it's like the whole time I'm like, you should be with him. Oh, you know what I mean?
I felt similarly. Yes. So,
but with Book Danny, it was like fine. You're like,
well, Book Danny was like really boring. Like he was very like whatever.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't even like nerd charming like how movie Danny is. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so it's like, he was very blech, and so it was like Josh was really hot in the in the book, especially in comparison to Danny in the book. Anyways, so we can move on to the movie. And I love Lucy Hale. I thought she was cute and did a great job, and I didn't have
any
problems with her.
Agreed.
my friend, shout out to my friend Yasha Jackson, who may, I'll tell her that I'm doing a podcast on this episode. On this, she's in the movie. She plays Julie, that like very annoying person who works for the company. But I every the like four lines Yasha had, loved every line. Loved seeing her up there. I was like, yes, yeah. I also just think Yasha's one of the most beautiful women ever. So I was just like, ugh, and I'm just so happy for her to see her up there. She's also on the flight attendant, so everyone watch that too. Anyways, but that was really fun because I didn't know she was in it. So I was like, oh my god, I have like a friend in this movie. I was like, right, so cute. But yeah, so I thought Lucy was great. I could not stand the actor that played Josh.
I don't understand how he got that role, Jessica.
I really was like, I don't think he's like actor is like hideous or anything, but he's just a bad actor. Like, I was like, there would be moments honestly where he would just be sitting there and not talking, or like standing and not talking, and I would be like, oh yeah, he's pretty attractive, and then he would start talking and I would be like, and now you're no longer attractive, and everything feels so forced and weird. And I just was like, Lucy Hale is carrying this movie on her back.
Like, yeah. No, I mean, like, it got to the point where I just like laughed every time.
Every time he opened it. Like, I honestly don't know what the actor's name is, and I don't really care to know it.
So I saw him in Bridge of Spies, okay, and he was fine in that.
Okay.
So I don't want to say he's like a horrible actor. He just was not meant
for this role. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was pretty. Everything. I was like so cringy every time he said. It was just very much like not how I envisioned Josh pretty much at all.
Agreed.
Who was like obviously like very sexy and very confident and you know whatever, but like this guy, it just felt, everything felt so forced.
Agreed.
And I just was like, oh man, I'm just, and also him and Lucy just didn't have the best of chemistry.
Agreed.
It's just like there's just not good chemistry here.
I wasn't feeling it.
No.
And like, do you remember when they were like talking, I think it was like in his house, and they were like talking about like the stethoscope being like sexy? Do you remember that?
The stethoscope.
Oh my god, it was
well when they're talking about, you mean like when she's like going, she looks at his like medical books?
Yes.
And then like, yes
that whole part, I was like, why is this in this movie?
Yeah. I also like, I don't remember what they were talking. Okay, well here was, I did write this down, which was the cringiest moment of the movie. Was when he's like, go kiss Danny or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want to be your experiment, blah 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 blah, before you marry the nice guy, whatever. So then she goes, she kisses Danny, which I did like the way the kiss happened in the movie so much more. Actually, all the like Danny stuff, every Danny part in the movie was 1,000 times better than it was in the book.
Agreed.
It was so I loved the way she just like leaned forward and pulled him in for a kiss, and it was like very funny and like cute and whatever. So then she's like standing outside his apartment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I have to say, as someone who lives in New York City, I was like, I know that they filmed this in New York City, but I don't know where this is. Like, I was like, this, like, his apartment in specifically. I was like, I just felt very not like New York City. And so I have a lot of questions about it. But anyways, so, and then he like picks her up and he kisses her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, oh my God. And she goes, what? And he goes, that sound you just made. Yeah. And I had to pause the movie because I literally was like, oh no! No, I truly, if a guy ever did that with me, I would have to be in love with him to find it cute. I'd have to be in love with him to find it cute. Because any other thing, I would go, oh, and now I have the ick. And right. I'm done. And you need to put me down and I'm leaving. But instead, she goes inside with him and they, you know, things ensue, you know. I can't remember what they were talking. Oh. Like, after they have sex, first of all, when they have sex, and she, like, pulls the towel off, and she sees his penis, and her, like, jaw drops, I was like,
oh my god,
stop it, I can't, I was like, and that was honestly, I didn't even believe Lucy Hale in that moment. I was like, she's trying her best right now to act like she's turned on in this moment.
Right. But
she knows deep inside that this is not how this works. I was like, I can't. Okay. So then after they're done hooking up and she's like laying on the bed and he's like sitting on the ground at the edge of the bed and they're talking about the like his markings in his planner.
Yeah.
Which also in the book and in the planner or and in the movie, both times I was like, honestly, if a guy that was into me, I found out was like marking every time I wore a skirt or a dress or like was like taking that much notice of me that he had to like write it down, I would be a little freaked out. Like I would be like,
no, Jessica,
this is very obsessive. And like, every time he wants to kiss me, what?
The creepiest thing that he does by far, hands down, is painting his bedroom.
Oh, yeah. The color
I was getting to that.
Okay. I was like, no wonder they call him serial killer eyes because he might actually be a sociopath. Not a murderous one, but quite possibly just a regular, degular sociopath that walks around and never kills anybody. Like, I was like, which I mean, I guess if they're not murdering anyone, they deserve love too. But I was like, he might really be a sociopath.
Yeah, no. The
and like the Stockholm syndrome jokes.
Yeah.
I was like, are we really like this is very borderline that there is something wrong with him.
Like, yeah. No, I will
and
just...
that Lucy is his like obsession.
Right.
Like I was like, there were like so yeah, the wall, the markings. I was like, how is she like not incredibly freaked out by this man?
Right.
Because I would be, no matter how hot, I would be like, I don't know if this is going to work.
I know. No, the bedroom color eye thing, like, really got me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I know. Oh, man, it was rough. Yeah.
And I was like, what if her eye color was, like, brown? Like, would you have, like, dark brown walls? Like,
I know. It was like, yeah, no. And also... I feel like I wasn't as freaked out by this in the book, but in the movie when he, like, comes into her apartment to, like, take care of her.
Yeah.
I remember being, like, for some reason in the movie, and maybe it's just because I really didn't like the actor, but I was so much more creeped out by him being, like, no, I'm staying to take care of you while you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Than I was in the, like, book when he did it.
When he does it, yeah.
Yes. It just was, like, so, like, no, I'm gonna stay in your place. And I'm, whether you want me here or not, and yeah. I'm, like, going to take care of you. I also love that she just got, like, deathly ill for, like, 24. I guess it was a stomach bug, but I was
yeah.
Like, I was like, all right, okay, she's got a stomach bug. Great, got it. Like, I was like, and he has to be there to make sure she's not dying.
I know.
And I was like, okay. But then it did, that's when we got to meet Patrick, which I did think was cute.
I do too.
I liked all of that. But also, poor Josh is probably a sociopath because his dad is a freaking dick.
Yeah.
And he, like, shut everything off.
Yeah.
Just to, like, get through life. And, poor guy.
I know.
But anyways, I did love all the Danny stuff. I love when, like, she, like, also, I also loved, okay, so we know how, like, Josh is driving her to that first date with Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I want to get out of the car now. And he's like, it's still a block away. And she's like, it's fine. A block is, like, really nothing. And she comes in soaking wet. And I was like, there's no way she is this wet from walking maybe a full block, probably half a block. Like, I was like, there's no way she's this soaking wet, but okay. And then when Danny's like, you look great wet. And I was like, oh, sweet boy, sweet boy. And then when she orders a drink and then he goes, Bailey's rocks.
I was
like, Bailey's on the rocks. I was like, oh, Danny.
I also was like, ew, that's so gross, but you're so sweet.
So sweet. I really couldn't have dated Danny or Josh. I'm going to be honest. Like, either one. But I definitely would have been friends with Danny.
Yeah.
100%. He was so fun and cute. And I loved just, like, all of his, like, trying to be like, but I liked how like Danny in the movie was a lot like tried to be more like buddy buddy with Josh. Do you know what I mean?
Me
like
too.
In like cute ways, where like Danny in the book just was like, you know, this guy's in love with you, right? Like, blah,
blah, blah. He was like just as bad as Josh. He was like that honestly, like, macho guy.
Yes, absolutely, was just as bad as Josh, but not nearly as hot.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, yeah. No, I definitely liked Danny. Movie so much more.
I agree.
Yeah, and then I guess I like there. I like the way that she told him off, the dad in the movie too.
I did too. Still good. Just I hated how they dragged the ending on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
on. I was like, this is never gonna end. Like, we don't need that last, like, we know they're gonna end up together. Like,
right.
We don't need this last ditch, like, oh, like, let's break up one more time.
I know. I liked how in the book that doesn't happen. Like, he tells her, like,
me too. Oh,
don't worry, this isn't gonna be a problem. I've already resigned.
I loved that part.
Yes. And then he's like, you don't even have to. And I also liked that, like, she wasn't like mad that he took himself out of the race, really. Like, she was like, wow, that was actually really sweet. And now we can just like be together.
Yes.
Because that's clearly what we both want.
Right.
And yeah, I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, like I loved how the ending wrapped up that way, you know, and like I was annoyed that the movie didn't do that, and it was just
I agree.
We know she's gonna get the job, we know they're gonna get it back together, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is just stupid.
It was literally the last second,
right?
And I was like, okay, like, I was like, this is dumb.
Something I did want to say is I loved all of Lucy Hale's outfits. Like,
she looked really cute,
she looked so I like kept saying to Matt, I was like, oh my God, I love those pants. Like, oh, I love that shirt. I love that dress. Like, I loved everything she wore. And I was like if I was like a business girl, like her style is like what I'd want, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
She looked so cute.
No, she looked absolutely adorable. I completely agree.
I get why he fell in love with her.
Yeah, because she's hot and cute as a button. And No. I did appreciate that he helped her learn how to not let people steamroll over her so much.
I do too. Like, they were a good
They were a good balance.
Especially I have no issues with them being together. It's just like I have minor issues with like with all other aspects of things, but them actually as a couple, like, didn't, like, they made sense to me. It's not like Can You Keep a Secret?
They made no sense.
Figure out why that girl.
The whole time I was watching this movie, though, the hating game, I just kept being like, God, I wish Tyler Hoechlin was playing Josh.
Yes.
That's all I wanted. Ugh. If Tyler Hoechlin had been playing Josh, it would have been, he's so hot. He would have done it. We know he can do as Derek Hale. We know he can do that, like,
broody man,
smolder, broody guy so well.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Tyler Hoechlin would have been so good.
That those two actors weren't flipped. Because honestly, the other guy, the Can You Keep a Secret was so bad anyways, it wouldn't have made a difference if the other guy was in it.
Honestly, he kind of like fits that role more so to me.
I agree. I totally agree. I really wish they had been flipped.
Man, me too. Been
much better. Oh man.
That's sad.
I did, yeah. So anyway.
So how would you rate the book and how would you rate the movie?
I guess I'd give the book like, I'm never going to read it again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that. But I did, like, you know, I enjoyed my time. Mm-hmm. So, like, 3 stars, maybe.
That's what I'm giving. I gave it 3 out of 5.
Yeah. The movie, I gave 1.5 stars.
Me too.
Yeah. I was like, it got more than Can You Keep a Secret, which I gave 1/2 a star.
Yeah, I gave Can You Keep a Secret also 1.5 stars. And I
did you?
Yeah. Because I feel like at the end of the day, as far as the movie goes, I liked the Can You Keep a Secret movie more than I liked the book.
Right.
Barely more, but a little more. And I laughed probably the same amount of times, which wasn't a lot for both of these, you know?
But, oh, I feel like I definitely enjoyed the Hating Game movie more than the Can You Keep a Secret movie.
Yeah.
No, and I will say, almost 100% because of the changes with Danny. Because I laughed every time pretty much Danny was in a scene.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, enjoyed all of his, laughed at his quirky, like, I really enjoyed him.
I definitely enjoyed his character.
And I also think that I just really love Lucy Hale, so I think that that was, like, a part of why, not no offense to like Alexandra Daddario, but I love Lucy Hale so much.
Right.
And so I think that also is part of why I liked this movie more.
Yeah.
But
it really makes sense.
Yeah. And I just think I also liked Lucy's, as not just Lucy Hale, but Lucy the character, so much more than whatever the character girl's name was from Came to Keep a Secret.
Emma Corrigan.
Oh, yeah. Emma Corrigan.
I don't know if I'll ever forget it. Wow, I can't tell you.
Fully forgot
the guy's name.
Oh, I mean, I also feel like it was a J name, though.
Was it Peter?
Oh. No idea. I got rid of the book already.
No, I honestly, like, that is just a name I just thought of, and it could be because of Peter Hale. I really am not sure what his name was. I'll have to look it up later.
I don't know if I remember anyone's name. Yeah. From
well, I'll Peter. Never forget Jemima.
Oh, yeah. Jemima.
Jemima.
My girl, Jemima. Wait, I don't have any notes in my phone. Oh my god, did they get deleted on accident from Came to Keep a Secret? Wow. That's a bummer.
Yeah, because you definitely took them, because you always are like, I'm looking at my notes.
They're not here.
Oh, that's sad.
That is sad, because that would have told me what people's names were, but yeah. I don't see them now, so. Unless I took them, hang on, let me see something. Can you? Let's see if I just accidentally put them. Can you? Keep a okay, yeah, no, they're gone. I guess they're gone. Oh, that's wow. Sad. I must have deleted them on accident, because yeah. I definitely wouldn't have done that on purpose. I for sure would have kept them.
Yeah.
But anyways, so yeah, that's nothing left game. To say.
Yeah,
that's the hating game.
No,
it was a fun little read.
It was.
Yeah. Whew. Anyways, our July pick,
yes,
is Where the Crawdads Sing.
Yes,
which the movie comes out, when is it, July 15th,
somewhere in there. It was like, yeah, somewhere between July 13th and 15th. I don't okay. quite remember the exact date, but
cool. Yes. Yeah, I'm very excited to read something that I know I will thoroughly be enjoying.
I mean, how do you know that?
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna enjoy it.
Okay.
Call it a feeling. Call it.
Also, you said it so confidently. I'm like, oh.
I am really sure. Like, I think it's like the premise of the book also. Yeah. And just like, I don't know. I just think I'm gonna like it.
Yeah.
A lot of people that I love who like the same books I liked it.
Cool.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Also, it's like, you know, I don't know. I feel like everyone's kind of liking it, right?
Well, it is a very, like, polarizing book. There are people who...
Oh, really? Like, I don't think I realized that.
Love it, and there are people who, like, hated it, so...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a mystery, right?
I think so, but I don't think it's, like, the main part of the book. I think there's, like, a mystery in it.
I know there's, like, other stuff going on.
Yeah.
I know it's, like, a very...
But I don't think it's, like, necessarily, like... It's not like in the mystery section at the bookstore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a mystery in it, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
Maybe I spoke too soon.
Sorry. I don't mean to bring your confidence down.
Rachel loves to do this to me. Can't ever let me just have it.
I want your expectations to be like, you know.
I really don't. I think I was speaking somewhat dramatically.
You were just so like, I'm excited to read a book that I know I'm gonna like.
Well, I think it was just a little hard to get through the hating game. Okay. Yeah.
So no, for
I
sure.
think that this book will probably be easier for me to read.
Okay. Well, a lot of people did say that it starts slow, but it gets good.
I'm ending this podcast for good. We're not doing this anymore.
Okay.
Slayer Sisters are out for the final time.
We are. We'll talk to you guys next month.
Okay, bye.
Bye.